now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome, program. My name is Roland. I am Pastor Roland. And today we're going to have a nice program. You do not realize, you just do not realize, because while you're so lost in your worries, so lost in your fears and your anxieties, and so caught up with personalities and with ball games and television programs and those and DVDs, music, oh, your music, you're caught up in your music and your drugs, your marijuana and your alcohol and all your prescription drugs and whatever other drugs you're using. You're all caught up in that stuff and your pornography and your gambling and your lottery tickets and your comfort zone and your BlackBerry or your iPad or whatever you have, where your little cell phone where you're constantly texting and chatting. You're so caught up and lost in all of that that you cannot realize. You cannot. And if ever the truth begins to dawn a little bit, then it's frightening. It's threatening. It causes anxiety. Just think of it. The truth. You know, it says in the Bible, you know, if you are my disciples and you follow me and you obey me, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So think of it. The very truth that could set you free, you find threatening, and it causes you anxiety, and you flee from the truth. That's, see? You know, it causes anxiety. And so I say that we are all in a big mess, and we're in the comfort zone. And when you're in the comfort zone and you're lost in your drugs, lost in your music, lost in your entertainment and everything else, when you're lost in all of that, you are very manipulatable because you're in a hypnotic trance. You're basically the hypnotizee. And you are easily moved by propaganda and by slogans and by emotional statements. And you yell and scream at ball games. And you get upset easily if somebody says something about you. See? People can yank on your chain. They can pull your chain very easily. All they have to do is see what you like. See? And then they dangle that in front of you. And you get excited at that. See? You're fixated and fascinated to what they're offering you, whether it's the hope of a cure, whether it's the promise of glory or greatness or, you know, a restoration of dignity or some kind of a win, you know, money. All they have to do is talk about that and dangle the possibility in front of you, and you become fascinated and fixated and hypnotized by it, see? Or on the other hand, all they have to do is to find out what your pride happens to be, and then they can stoke your pride a little bit. You know, if you're prideful about the way you look, then they can tell you you look good. If you're prideful about how smart you are, even if you're stupid, but if you think you're smart, they can tell you how smart you are. See, and then you like that. You get excited by it. Or they can just find out what your pride is, and then they can just put you down. They can just put you down. And then you become angry and resentful. See, anybody can yank on your chain. All they have to do is say a little gossip behind your back, and you become all upset and angry and full of judgment and puff up in pride. Or all they have to do is cut in front of you a little bit while you're driving, and you become angry. They know how to yank your chain. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website,
commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So here I am, this little pastor. I'm a little pastor. And here I am, a little pastor, speaking words of truth. And a lot of people don't like it. They don't like the truth. See, I could be a little child, and then they would slap me around. Or I could be their member of their family, and they could yell and scream at me. Or they could ignore me. See? Or just go away. Not want to hear what I have to say, see? So you see how easily manipulatable you are through your pride, through your love and hate, through your emotions. And then when you're manipulated, they say, they basically get you to do what they want you to do, whatever that might be, and you do it, you know? They say, you know, pay us thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars for your college education so you can be great and glorious and have a great future, and you just go ahead and do it. Then when it's all over, you say, my goodness, I spent all that money. Now I can't find a job. Or they say, go fight for the glory, you know, for freedom. So you go, and a person goes and fights, and then they have their legs blown off and their arms blown off and have a head injury, and so on and so forth. You just, whatever they say, you just go ahead and do it. See? Yell and scream for the team. Yay, our team. Yay, our sports team, our football team. And so you put on that jacket, and you go to the game, and you spend a lot of money. See? And you spend a lot of your life talking about it, thinking about it, reading about it, watching it on TV. You devote your life to them. See, so they can get rich. See? Or you watch TV programs, which are basically silly little entertainments put on, you know, made up by somebody, and you watch it, and you are diverted, but your life passes by. You miss life through these diversions and these entertainments. See? Or somebody says something about you, and oh, you're so offended, you get so angry. How dare they say that to me and or about me? You know, why, she said that I don't look good in blue. It makes me look heavy. How dare she say that about me? Well, I happen to know that her son and her daughter and this and that and then, and I know this and that and that. And so you go around to all your friends. And you get on your little cell phone and you say, oh, she said this and she said that and she said this. And can you believe that she said that? Oh, you puff up like a cobra. And you love it. You love it because it makes you feel so right in judgment. See, or you judge your husband. He's imperfect. He has faults, as we all do. He's not perfect. See, and who among us is perfect? So you puff up in judgment over your husband. See how that works. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And so evil controls you from beginning to end, evil. And see, most people are not evil. They're just dupes. They're shills. They're hypnotized subjects. See, of the person who is one above them in the hierarchy, and that person has somebody above them in hierarchy, and somebody above them all the way, you know, up to the very top of the line. And behind that, you have evil pulling the string. See, getting us angry, getting us upset. This person fighting that person, and this husband fighting his wife, and the wife angry and hating her husband, and this country fighting that country, and this race fighting that race. And see, evil gets us fighting and hating each other. And between love and hate, we love people when they tell us how wonderful we are and how great we are, and then we hate them when they when they put us down, see, or don't look up to us. So we are so easily manipulatable. And so what is the answer? Well, it's like that movie one time. Remember that movie that was about, there were two computers and they were going to start World War III or something. And then finally, you know, they said, what's the answer? What's the answer? And then the answer is just, don't play the game. Don't play the game. What do they say if you walk into some room where there's a poker game and there's people there and you don't know them? Don't get in the game. See? And so if the game, now you can see what the game is. You saw it in your own family, didn't you? You saw how your parents fought, how your mom resented your dad, see, and how your dad was angry underneath. She nagged him and hated him and resented him, and he went off and got drunk, and then she hated him more, and or he became violent, or he went off to another woman. And so there was a big divorce. You saw it. Or you saw how a parent picks on one kid. One kid is picked on for whatever reason. Often it's the most innocent kid or the kid that it sees most clearly. It's the kid that has a spirit, a little bit of a, still has some gumption and doesn't kowtow to her will. So she picks on that kid. See, I'm sure you've seen that. You've been in school and you see the tease, the cruel tease, for no reason, out of nowhere, somebody behind your back says something horrible about you, or all of a sudden out of nowhere they push you down in the hallway, see, or out of nowhere they steal your thing and then they said they didn't do it even though you said you saw them do it. And then you go to the teacher and say, she stole my thing, and they say, well, that's just too bad, or I'm sorry, it's, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. So it's injustice, see, injustice. There's the other thing that can captivate you. So does that mean, ladies and gentlemen, that we must walk around and be see no evil, hear no evil? Pretend, you know, they're pretty good at that over in Asia. Some of the culture philosophies over there are pretty good at just, you know, over in India, you can have some guru walking down the streets of Bombay or whatever it's called nowadays, and on all sides of him, people are laying in the gutter in agony, and he just walks along and you know, and thinks about nirvana or something. And he's oblivious to the suffering around him. He doesn't care. It doesn't faze him. See? No, we're not supposed to be that way. No. And does it mean that we shouldn't fight injustice or fight wrong? No. But you have to learn how to. You have to learn how to deal with injustice without becoming with letting it puff you up in pride. If somebody says something bad about you, you have to let it go in one ear and out the other. If somebody says something nice about you and puff you up and try to, you know, build your ego up, then let it go in one ear and out the other. If you see injustice, okay, if you can do something about it, something proper within the bounds of you know, decency and within the bounds of law, you can do something to, you know, properly fight the injustice. Well, that's nice. But don't let it puff up your ego. Don't let it make you judgmental. Don't let it make you resentful. See, don't let it make you have a high or a low. See, stay away from highs and stay away from lows. Learn to live on an even keel, okay? I shall be right back after this important announcement.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your friend. I am your friend. I'm telling you the truth. So I've given you a clue. I've told you not to fall for love and not to fall for hate. Learn to live on an even keel. You know, impassive. An emotional even keel. See the wrong, but don't hate the person for the wrong. In other words, see that's wrong. Don't get confused either. They say that's another trick. Don't get confused. If it's wrong, just see that it's wrong. If a person is in error, see that they're in error, but just don't hate them. See? And don't allow it to puff you up in resentment or puff you up in pride or in judgment. See? And if somebody says, oh, you're wonderful, you're tremendous, I love you, you're tremendous, oh, you're so smart, you're so clever, well, you know, so on and so forth, just let it go in one ear out the other, because you're not wonderful. You're not so clever. You're not that great, see? You're just like everybody else. You're flesh. You are flesh. See? Now, what? Yes, there are some people who do have a little bit of greatness, but they're great through their humility. They're great through the character that they develop over a lifetime by not yielding to temptation. See, if somebody teases you, it's a temptation. If they say something unfair about you, it's a temptation. If they tell you how wonderful you are, it's a temptation. If they give you something that you don't deserve, it's a temptation to puff up. See? If there's entertainment, see, if there's work to be done, or you should be there with your kids or your family, and instead you're having entertainment. If you're spending money on entertainment, it's a temptation, and you're falling for it. You're taking a marijuana, it's a temptation. See, on the internet, naughty things are temptations. Well, they are. They're to take you away from yourself, to take you away from God, to take you away from what's right, to take you away from your family. See? And so you go off and you dance, what do they say, to dance with the devil? You go off, dance with the devil. But then you will have to pay the piper, because he becomes your lord. He becomes your master. See? And your beloved family. See? They don't even know you anymore. You look at them with cold eyes. See? See how that works? And so now look at all these temptations. Look all around you. See all the people. See all the tease. See how the media teases you. See how other people tease you. Just let it all pass. Let it all pass. Okay? Now, before I run out of time, I want to help you. I am your friend. See, most people they don't see me as their friend. They're so lost. See, they're so gone. It's like a person who's dying and they're drifting away. And you tried to talk to them and they kind of look at you a little bit, but they're gone. See? They're gone. And so here I am talking. I represent truth. I represent light. I represent reality. I'm beckoning you back. See? Beckoning you back from your drugs and from your pornography and from your highs and lows and your hates. See? Beckoning you back. And so, you need to hear what I have to say. You need to hear what I have to say, because I'm your friend, and I may not be around much longer. Nobody's supporting me. I buy the airtime, and I'm running out of money. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from.
You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Well, here I am, ladies and gentlemen. I've been trying to help people now for many, many years, for two decades. And people are responding less and less, and that's not good for you. It's not good for you. If you don't respond to me, then it's not good for you. See, you respond hypnotically. You respond to your excitements and your entertainments and your ball games and your all the little teases. See, oh, this team is in this, quarterback is this and that, and this, see, it's all a tease, it's all a distraction. It's all created, so many of the events nowadays are created just for the purpose of diverting you and distracting you and so on. And so you need to come back to reality. Now I can help you come back to reality so that you can live a life. So you can find the peace of God. Have you heard that term, the peace of God? The peace of God. You do not know what the peace of God is like, but it does exist. I tell you that it does. Never mind whether there are some Christians who talk about it all the time, but haven't really experienced it themselves, or they're talking about something they don't really understand, or they're trying to lord it over you. Never mind that. See, that's another distraction. If somebody comes up to you and claims to be something, and then you kind of see that they're really not that great, you see how that tempts you to puff up in judgment. It builds your pride. Don't fall for the pride. Don't fall for it. It's a distraction. See? You know, one of the big problems nowadays is distracted driving. I heard a nice man who's an expert, who has, in fact, he has a newspaper, a column. He said that more serious injuries are caused, accidents are caused now by distracted driving than alcohol. I don't know if that's true or not. But let's just say a lot of them are. Distracted driving. Talking on the cell phone or texting, reaching for the radio knob, eating, drinking, talking, see, daydreaming. There's a lot of distractions. It's not just talking on the cell phone. Reaching for a knob of the radio or trying to grab a CD to stick into the player, that's a distraction. See what I mean? Distracted driving in an instant. A distraction for just an instant, a second or two, can be deadly. And people are more and more becoming distracted. Now, why is that? Well, it's because there are more distractions. There are more, and yet, two things. Number one, just because something exists doesn't mean you have to have it. You don't have to have the radio on. You don't have to be drinking coffee. You don't have to have the cell phone on. You don't have to be chatting while you're driving or talking to somebody in a car while you're driving. You don't have to be daydreaming while you're driving. You could be just driving, see? That's number one. And number two, these devices are nice, but remember, there's a very thin line between something that's normal and good and proper and something that becomes a temptation and therefore a danger. See, it becomes a danger. So the point is people are becoming more and more distracted. And I know that's true even as they listen. Even I see people, they sit down and they immediately pull out their thing so they can start checking their messages and texting and so on. They can't see. But the problem is, don't let it distract you from the truth. Don't let it distract you from me. Don't let it distract you from waking up. I'll help you. I can help you with your distractions and your addictions and your drugs and all these things. I can help you. I can help you. In fact, I have a meditation. It's just so beautiful. It will help you.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
I hope you got the message. I hope you got the message. I'm beckoning you back to reality. I have a meditation that can help you. I have a website that can help you. So you better go to my website. And you better find the meditation and give it a try. And you better help me, too, if you can. Nobody will, but I gotta say it anyway. That way, you know, at least you get the message. So I can stay on the air, because there's so much that I know that I could help you with. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.